1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give unto you understanding that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but He is the same God which worketh all in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit." Now it seems like that Spirit's got some work going on. Amen? He said, "To another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were the eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased Him. And if we were all one member, where were the body? But now are we many members, but one body. And I cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the feet, to the head, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." I want to preach on this for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: one for all and all for one. I remember as a kid, Blake, when I was a young fella about your age, maybe about the size of Luke, they used to have a program called, and it was the Three Musketeers. Anybody remember that? Am I the only old one in the family? Amen. And that was their theme. Amen. One, all for one and one for all. Amen. But that's what God says we ought to be. Amen. He said that we ought to be all for one and one for all. We ought to be all part of one church, one family, one body, praise God, and all in favor of Lord Jesus Christ, looking for His appearing when He comes. Amen. That's what makes a difference in our life. Without that, we have nothing at all. But I'm glad, praise God, tonight, because of that, we have it all. Amen. We have it all. God's given us all in what He has given to us right here. I want to say tonight that there's some sad situations in our country. There's churches all over the this country and this community and places around the world are falling apart. Amen. And I believe it's because we don't have that. They don't have the unity. They don't have the oneness, praise God, that God requires us to have as a body of believers. Amen. So we see here God, Paul's lining up. Now the Church of Corinth was like a lot of those churches. The Church of Corinth had a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's just because you're a church don't mean the devil won't fight you. Yeah. Amen. But like I preached this morning, praise God, we don't belong to the devil. Yeah. And what we do, we can't give in to the devil, praise God. We got to stay on track and do what's right. Amen. We got to love each other and love the Lord. And if we love the Lord, He'll show us how He teaches how to love one another. Amen. They said they had a survey of a person one time, and they asked a lady one time, a visiting lady, to fill out a thing about their church, and they was trying to figure out what was going on, trying to figure out why it was falling apart, if you will. And so a lady asked a friend of hers to come, and she came, and when the service was over, she asked her to fill out that survey, and they blowed them away when they read the survey. She said, when I come in, I didn't feel welcome. Amen? And she said, when things was going on, said, I didn't feel like they wanted to make me a part of it. Like they were isolating me. And said, when it was all said and done, it praise God, it seemed like they was glad to see me go. Amen. But you know what? It had an effect. That church got together. They said, you know what? We got to do something. Yeah. Amen. So they got together, praise God. They got to pray. And they said, Lord, we want you to change us from the inside out to make us what you have us to be. Because this should never be. Yeah. If a stranger comes in, praise God, they ought to, number one, feel the love of God. Yeah. Number two, they ought to feel welcome in the service. Yeah. Praise God. If you have to give up and give them your seat, praise God, that'd be all right. Amen. Last time I looked, they ain't assigned. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, it won't bother nobody if you want to move up. Amen. If everybody won't sit on the front pew, praise God, and get closer to the Lord, closer to the altar, praise God, you can always sit in the choir. Amen. Amen. You know, people all the time say, well, Lord, I just like to move up closer, and they'll sit on the back pew. Now, I ain't throwing off on you because you're sitting in the back. Amen. Don't get me wrong now. I ain't beating you up. But that's what people say. Lord, I just want to get closer. And they'll sit just as far back as they can. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, I always figured out. I figured a long time ago we had no wood stove, praise God. If you want to get warm, you got to get close to the stove. Amen. If we had the old stove in the kitchen where Mama was cooking, praise God, if you stayed in the kitchen, you could stay warm. She used to fuss me more than anything. I'd have my little cars be in there to kiss me. Amen. She'd say, get that out of the kitchen. I said, Mom, it's warm in here. Amen. Amen. You close the fire, praise God, you get warm. And what he's saying here said that we should all be one for all and all for one. And Paul breaks it down in a couple of categories in here. And we see in verses 1 through 3, he said, praise God, when that change takes place in your life and you become a child of God, you start heading in a different direction. Amen. And we become a child of God through the Spirit of God. Amen. Without the Spirit of God, you can't be saved. Hello? Am I right? Am I still in the book? Without the Spirit of God drawing you and showing you that you're lost, you can't be saved. Till we realize that we're lost, amen, we're lost. But when we realize, praise God, that Jesus died for our sins and we're old sinners, then we can be saved. Amen. He picks you up, He brings you out. Praise God, put you in a different place. A change takes place. That's what he said here. He said, because without that, without the Spirit of God, we can't even say that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't brag on Jesus without the Spirit. Amen. It'll just be a cold dead something. A lot of people say, well, I love Jesus, but there's no proof of it. There's no fruit of it. Amen. But he said when the change takes place, praise God, he said then that oneness comes in, the Holy Ghost with us and us with Him, praise God, and we have a new life. Amen. And when we have a new life, we have a new body. Amen. Glory to God. Did you know you got a new body? Amen. Amen. But that new body, praise God, you're a part of a body. Amen. You become part of the body of Christ. You become a member of the body of Christ. And every member is important.
Amen.
Amen. Every member is important, praise God. Every member is needed. So what that Paul's telling us here, he said it's one for all and all for one, praise God. He said in one body, in one calling, one spirit for the glory of God. It's all for God's glory. What we do while we come to church, praise God, it's to glorify God. It's to come and get His Word so we know more about Him, so we can praise Him better. Amen. Amen. That's why we come. So we can get to know Him better. He knows us. Sometimes in that we think that we're coming to church so we can introduce ourselves every day. Well, Lord, it's me. You know, I'm Jeff Massey, and I'm one of your little children. I just come today to see, that we don't have to do that. God already knows you and I, praise God. Amen. We don't have to come introduce ourselves, praise God. He already knows who we are, knows where we are, praise God. And He said, I just want you to come be fed and get closer to me. He said, I want you to snuggle up to me. He said, I want a relationship with you. Amen. You know why a lot of our children, I don't know why I'm going this way. I'm running to rabbits now, but I don't know why. But that's all right. You know why a lot of our children grow up in church and they go the wrong way and they never come back? Because there's no difference. They don't see it. They don't get it. There's no fellowship. There's no oneness. They don't learn to love the Lord Jesus Christ with their heart. We know Him in our head. We beat in Sunday school stuff. We beat Him, put Him in their head, but they never have Him in their heart. If we realize that Jesus Christ surely did die for you. Amen. He died on the cross. He gave His life. He laid down His life. Praise God. And 3 days later, He got up, praise God, for you.
Amen.
Amen. If we could get them to understand that, praise God, and realize that because of that, that He did all that so that He could have a relationship with you. Amen. With us.
Amen.
Amen. The body in particular, praise God, me and you, born again believers. Let me ask you a question now. Are you born again?
Amen.
You got a birth from above, praise God.
Amen.
You got a place and a highway. Summer's praise God, that you're going to an expectation, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. I've got an expectation. It's not here. My expectation is higher than our atmosphere. Amen. It's in the presence of royalty. Praise God. But He said God gives that. He said a change takes place. God gives of His Spirit so that you can be born again to begin to love the Lord God. And He said, then He gives us that the gift of the Spirit that we might know Him. In verses 4 through 7, He talks about the diversity of gifts, but He said it's the same Spirit. Now what He does, He gives gifts to every one of us. Amen?
Yeah.
Every one of us, God gives gifts of His Spirit that we can know Him and know about Him, amen, and learn to love Him and be controlled by Him, to led by Him and guided by Him, amen, and to make a practice of trust in the Lord tonight. Amen. You know, it's a funny thing. We'll practice hard for everything else, but we won't practice for being in the family of God. Amen. We'll take our children down to the ball fields or to the basketball court, and we'll run them through hours and hours of training to train them to practice so that they can be good at it. But how much time do we spend practicing with them, praise God, to be a child of God? And then when they're grown, I preached a while back, when they're grown and gone, we wonder why. Amen. We got to practice with them this thing. Show it to them down at the house, praise God. Show them the love of God. Amen. We got to get it right. Hey, we only get one opportunity.
Yeah.
Amen. And if we blow it, it's blown. How you could go back and try to recoup and try to make it up, but praise God, there's a God of heaven that's helped us do it right now if we'd let Him. Amen. Don't wait till tomorrow to start. Praise God. Start today. Fall in love with Jesus. Praise God. The gift He gave to them of the Spirit of God that was in them. Amen. Ask God. Praise God. He said that we should have the Spirit of God. He said, be not drunk with wine, where it's in excess. But He said, be filled with the Spirit. That means to be being filled every day. Loaded up, amen, with the Spirit of God. You say, how do you get that? By praying and trusting in the Lord and seeking His face. Walking with Him day by day by day. Amen. Like our sign out here, you need an exercise program, praise God. Practice walking with God. Amen. Praise God, there ain't no better exercise than that. It's spiritual exercise. So Paul said that we've been changed, praise God. He said we've been given of the gift of the Spirit to each one of us. individually praise God as God would. Amen. Ain't you glad He knows exactly what you need? Ain't you glad He knows exactly what I need? Amen. Gives me that I need. And then He says, then not only that we've been changed, not only been given of the gift individually, but He said the Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts, amen, to those that receive them. We said in verses 8 through 11, He said, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the work of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But now watch this. Verse 11. He said, but all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severely as He will. Said God, that word severely means individually. Said God takes of His Spirit, praise God, and He gives us each and every one a gift to be used for God. Amen. He takes of His Spirit and He puts upon you His hands and He gives you the ability individually to do something for the Lord. Amen. Brother Jeff can do things I can't do. Brother Rex can do things that I can't do. Amen. God gives us those gifts. We're blessed in this place. Amen. Brother Rex is a roofer. I'm no good at it. Amen. He come and re-roofed my shed the other day or a while back and put tin on it. But where I'd put the shingles on, I didn't know no better when I started that first roof. I put them the same way. Over up, and they licked on the edges. I didn't know that. Why? Because ain't no roofer. But God, in His Spirit, He gives us wisdom, gives us all to put unction. He puts us in a place where we can be used. Amen. Brother Kevin takes care of the sound and the keyboard. Him and Brother Charles, amen. They make CDs. They do what they need to do. God has gifted them with that. They're good at it. Amen. And it's just amazing. We have Brother Robert. He can play music. Miss Susie, amen. She plays the piano. Miss Geraldine, amen. She's able to play. And we all fit together somewhere, praise God. We're all part of this body, amen. We've all been given talents, been given abilities by the Spirit of God. And praise the Lord, we just got to use them, what not for us, not that we'd be seen, not that I'd be anybody or you'd be anybody, but God would get the glory. Amen. I think sometimes we get discouraged because we get a look at me attitude. And if somebody ain't praising us, patting us on the back, we feel let down. But praise God, hey, we oughtn't to be doing it for a pat on the back. We do it for God to get the glory. So He lift up His name. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, then we can rejoice the more. Amen. In the Lord. That oneness, amen, afresh and anew, that begins to minister hearts. And it begins to build up, praise God. It's not no more that look at me attitude. But it's that attitude, praise God, of God be the glory for what I can do for Him. Amen. Not what I can do. Well, I'm feeble in all attempts. Amen. I come short every day, but praise God, I'm glad that there's some of you that can step in and take up the slack. Some of you can step in and help. Why? Because we're one body, amen, out for the same purpose, for the same outcome, amen, to edify the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. To lift up the name of Jesus. And if we see a brother call foul, we see a brother struggling, praise God, we go alongside them, we pick them up, praise God. We love them up, amen, and let them know we're praying for them.
Amen.
That's what the church does, amen. We encourage each other. We exhort each other. We lift up each other. Amen. You know why a lot of churches is failing today? Because they've quit exhorting one another. Amen. They've quit encouraging each other. Quit lifting up the brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. But they don't realize that if I quit doing that, and I'm not lifting, trying to lift somebody up, trying to lift the church up, praise God, then what am I going to do when I need to be lifted up? And so you say, well, Pastor, you're the pastor, you don't need it. Oh, yeah. Boy, are you ever wrong. Boy, the devil has fed you a big old lie. Amen. This little old boy, I need more lifting up, praise God, than probably all of you put together. Because I know who I am. I know where I ought to be, praise God. But I thank God that I'm not there because His grace and His mercy. And I thank God that I'm here because You love me and You help me, praise God. And You pray for me and You lift me up. Amen. And boy, I thank God for that. I know, I'm not stupid. I know I can't make it without you. Amen. And I can, amen, none of us can make it without Him. Amen. But praise God for what Paul said. He said, one for all and all for one. He said, we're on the same page. We're in this thing together, praise God, till Jesus comes.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we come together and lift up the name of Jesus and we get excited in the Lord. Amen. And He said, it's all done through one Spirit. The self-same Spirit, praise God, that works in me is the same Spirit, Brother Robert, that works in you. I love it when Brother Robert gets happy. Amen. He's like my papa. When he gets happy, he goes to crying. Amen. Goes to crying and weeping. He can't talk, but that's all right, praise God. Just wipe your eyes and say, glory. Amen. Hey, praise God, you get to where you can't say nothing. Praise God, just raise your hand. That says it all. Hey, just wave to heaven. That tells everybody what's on your heart. Amen. Praise God, you're just hallelujah in the Lord. Thank you for all His goodness and His mercy. But He said we got all the things that we have, praise God, individually we have by the will of God. God gives us this and God puts us together on purpose. Amen. Every one of us is here because this is where God wants you to be, wants us to be. Amen. So we can come together and lift up each other and give glory to God in the body. Amen. So it's not about me praising Him, it's not about you praising Him, but it's about us praising Him together. Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God. Praise God. And when we do that, the Lord just blesses us on purpose the more. Amen. I don't know about you, I've been getting plumb full. The Lord's been a-helping me. And I think somebody's been a-loving on me in prayer, praise God. Because God's been a-filling my card up, praise the Lord. And I think some of you, praise God, been getting a dose of it too because you've been come in rejoicing yourself. Amen. Why? Because we're one in this. Amen. When I get excited in the Lord, praise God, you'll get excited, Lord. When you get excited in the Lord, praise God, I'll get excited in the Lord. Why? Because we're one body. Amen. Hey, listen. When I get a big old bowl of double chocolate ice cream in front of my face and I dip that spoon down in there, praise God, and I slap that thing in the between of my lips and my gums, glory to God, and it hits my tongue. Amen. It ain't only my tongue that rejoices. Praise God, that stirs me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen. Glory to God, it's the good stuff. Amen. And that's the way it ought to be in the body of Christ. Praise God, when we get in just a little bit, it ought to excite us all.
Amen.
We're serving a great old big God that loves us tonight and there to help us this evening, praise God, to pull us together so He can take us out of here at once.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be God, one day in a little while, a shout and a trump and a come up hither and phew, we'll be gone. Won't it be good, Brother Bud? Now you live all the way out here in Candler and I live all the way out there in Weaverville. But praise God, I believe one day, glory to God. Amen. When God does that and He says, come up hither, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Amen. Me and you will try. Hey, praise God. If we're still on this side of the dirt, amen, we'll break gravitation. We'll drop these old bodies and I'll look over there and there'll be old Brother Bud just a smiling real big. Amen. He'll look over at me and there'll be Pastor Jeff just a smiling real big. And I'll look around over there, some of this, and there'll be old Brother Don, praise God, smiling real big, praise God. Glory be to God. When God comes to take His children home in one accord, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. And it'd be gooder than chocolate ice cream. Amen. Glory be God, it'll touch you all over. Amen. Thrill you from the top to the bottom. Amen. Glory be to God. If you ain't been getting thrilled, or glory to God, you'll just get it all over you, praise God, and just see how you like it.
Amen.
I got a little granddaughter there. There's a whole lot of things she says that she don't like. But now Papa can eat it. And I can say, Mia, this is so good. And she'll look at me. And then, boy, I'll get me some more. I won't even ask her if she won't try some. Man. In a little while, she'll say, can I have some, Papa? Just a gimmick. Can I taste of it, Papa? I look like, I don't know. Boy, this is good. And she gets to wanting them some the more. But you know what? Most of the time she'll taste of it and say, boy, that is good. Amen. She likes it too. See, I believe what is, when we come in one mind, one accord, people get to look in and they see, praise God, they're liking it. They're getting in, praise God. Well, they're partaking of this. Say, I think I'll just ease up there and get me some of that. Amen. You know what? The neighborhood might get to telling on us. Amen. Might be people say, listen, you better not go up there to Stony Fort, praise God. There's something up there that's contagious. Amen. And I'm not talking about all these cold bugs and things that we got. Amen. Them are too. Make sure you wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Amen. But praise God, they'll say, look, there's something up there, praise God, contagious. You'll get it, and you'll like it. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I found one night, Wednesday night, 1976, that there was something contagious, praise God, and I got in there and I liked it. Amen. Amen. I ain't always been what I ought to be. Probably won't ever be what I need to be, but praise God, I thank God tonight He saved me. He gave me a taste of something, praise God, that I knew, praise God, that I liked it, and I would want more of it, and more of it, and more of it. And one day, praise God, I'm going to be given all I can stand.
Amen.
Amen. I'll give Miss Belma, I'll get that glorified body, likened to my Savior. And He'll pour me out a dose, praise God. And then, hey, Brother John, Don, praise God, if you're around close, you better just get out of the way. Amen, glory be God. When you see the Lord Jesus pouring out a dose to your little old pastor, when I get the glory and get that glorified body, you better just get out of the way, because here I come. Amen, glory be to God. I'll take me a spell. I'll run around the throne of grace. I'll jump over that thing two or three times, praising my Lord, my Savior. Amen. Why? Because all He's done for me, praise God. I don't deserve none of it. But God Almighty put me in, made me part of the body. I'm a member in particular. Amen. Chosen of God. He said, well, preacher, what about me? You are too if you've been born again. Amen. You've been chosen of God to be one of His little youngins. Amen. He said, that's what we need to do. Just realize that we're part of the body. And that God's called us. He's called us in one spirit, in one body. He tells us verses 12 through 21 that we've been called in one body, in one spirit, for one purpose. And that's to worship and glorify God. Amen. He says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Amen. He said, Christ is part of one body. And one body is part of Christ. It can't be separated. It can't be divided. Amen. Listen. Hey, churches all around us. Amen. And if they're born again, believers in Lord Jesus Christ, they're part of the family. Amen. They're members in particular. Praise the Lord. He said, for verse 13, he says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Amen. Yes, sir. Listen, this thing is, it's not one Spirit for Brother Jeff, and one Spirit for Brother Rex, and another Spirit for Brother Bud. It's one Spirit of God Almighty, the third part of the Trinity of God. And He said, we've all been partakers in it. We've all been given an equal share. Amen. We'd lift up the name of Jesus and praise Him and give Him glory all the days of our life. He saved us, amen, for one purpose. And one purpose only, that we come together as one body in unity, in oneness, praise God, and give God glory. Praise Him. Amen. Listen, hey, listen, look at me a minute. Amen. Don't ever come to church, praise God, and be afraid to worship the Lord. Newsflash, that's why we're here. Amen. And you come and you practice it here, and you'll get good at it. So that you'll be able to do it out there. Amen. So we can go into highways and hedges and compel them to come in, and so we can just show them what we got. Amen.
Amen.
When we come down to the house of God, I thought about this yesterday. I was sitting out there in the study yesterday morning, and I thought about this. If we come down to the house of God in one mind, one accord to worship God in spirit and truth, one spirit, one truth, and we come together in one mindness, praise God, that we ought to be, have folks come in and get excited about what's going on in me and you, praise God, without ever reading the Word of God. They'll see it in us. They'll see it on us. And they'll desire to see more and to hear more and to know more. Amen. And we get to where we can portray that here. Amen. Somebody said one time, it's time that we start acting like Christians. No, we're not actors. That's what happens in Hollywood. I want to say we're supposed to be the real thing. Amen. We're supposed to be being Christians, praise God, because that's what we claim to be. And we come together like that, people can see it on us, and they'll be wanting to get in and find out how they can be one too. Amen. So how can I be a child of God? We've got lost loved ones all over this country. I got an uncle now that's in bad shape. He needs the Lord. Got diabetes, don't take care of himself, can't hardly walk. And if God don't save him, he's going to die lost, go to hell lost without God. Need to be living a light in front of them. They might see Christ in us and realize, praise God. That's why Paul would say in verses 22 through 31, he said, some in the church that's more feeble than others. Some in the church that need just a little more attention than others. Some folks in the church need a little bit more loving than others. Amen. Some of them in the church need a little bit more attention than others. Amen. Now I know sometimes, now listen to me, sometimes I don't get to all of you all the time. I've told you, I'm your pastor, I love you. If you need me, you call me and man, I'll be there as quick as I can. Amen. You come and tell you got a problem, I'll hit my face and I'll pray and I'll weep and I'll cry out to God for you on your account. But I'm not going to be in your business, amen. I'm not going to knock on your door. I'm not going to come and bother you, amen. I might just show up. But I'm not going to get in your business. It's not my business to be in your business. But it's my business to be your pastor, to love you and help you, to uplift you with the Word of God and show you the truth, praise God, so you can be what God wants you to be.
Amen.
Amen. But there's a lot of people today. Some people today sitting in churches, they need a little bit more attention than others. Amen. A lot of you, most of you probably say, well, preacher, I don't care if you ever come see me. I'm good. Amen. You come to church, you faithful. Amen. Praise God. I don't bother you. Amen. If you got something, you want to call me. Say, there's been several call me sometimes, and they say, preacher, got a problem, got this situation. Would you pray? I said, Lord God, let's pray now. Amen. Pray, God, and see God make a difference. Amen. That's what we do. But they, some people, pray God, just need a little bit more attention than others. Some people in our church family need a little more hands-on than others. Amen. And so what we do, we have to try to separate our time and we try to be there for those that need a little extra push. Sometimes you got to pay. You know, some people go have surgery and stuff. And they'll say, preacher, just pray for me from afar. I'll be all right. Amen. He just don't want me to see him in that mini skirt. Amen. And these others, amen, they want you there. They want you there all the time. I mean, every little thing, that's all right. That's okay, praise God. And we don't mind the talk. I won't be there for you when you want me there for you. When you need me, praise God, I want to be there. Amen. If you don't need me, praise God, say, preacher, just leave me alone. I'll be all right. Is that right, Brett? Brother Ray? Amen. Praise God. And I say, all right, praise God. I take me and say, I'm praying. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. But we do what we do because we love God in oneness of heart. Praise God. We put each other up. We lift each other up. We encourage each other. We exalt each other for the glory of God. And we do it all for God's glory. One for all and all for one. One for all, one body, one for all, one God. We serve in the newness of life, praise God, that God's give us. Amen. And it takes every one of us working together. I can't do it all. I try sometimes. People fuss at me all the time. Preacher, why are you trying to do everything? Well, because I can't. I can try. I can't do it. I admit it. I can't get it all done. Amen. I need help. But I'm going to. There's others like you in here with me. I like to try to do all I can. My wife, when I tore my left knee out and had to have an ACL redone in it, it's because I had a box on the track of my truck and I hauled my goats and my calves in and it had a lid that slid in from the back and I took it out, laid it up on top. I went down there and I said, Teresa, have you got time? Can you come help me unload this box? She said, yeah, let me get done with this. I'll be there in just a minute. Well, I went out there and I got the tailgate down and I pulled back. I said, well, that thing ain't too heavy, Brother Bud. It ain't too heavy at all. And I thought, I just ease that thing in there and I get in the middle of it. and I'd pick that up. I just walk it backwards, and I can squat down and sit, because he's 4 foot tall. I said, I just squat down, and I have that thing out before she even gets here. I won't have to wait no more. But I forgot I left that door laying on top. And I got that thing up there, and I started backing up with it, and it tilted back a little bit like that. When I did, that door, and when it did, that thing flipped around, and the bottom of that box took my left knee and took it plumb out of socket. I mean, took it plumb, ball socket, the whole thing, took it plumb out of socket. And I mean, it hurt so bad, it was so, I fell, I remember falling, I remember hurting, and I don't remember nothing after that till Teresa was there, and she said, honey, honey! And I woke up and looked up, and I was laying there on the ground in my old red shirt that I loved so much that she throwed away. And this whole arm was laying right in a big old pile of cow manure. And there I laid. She said, what have you done? I said, I think I broke my leg. She said, well, I ain't going to tell you what she said. Amen. But you know what? You know what? It taught me that sometimes I need help. Sometimes I can't do all that I need to do. Sometimes we need to depend on one another. Sometimes we need to trust one another. Sometimes we need to call on one another. I'm trying to be better about that. But I've always been one that would do all I could while I could. Ain't that right, Brother X? Amen. Do all you can before you ask anybody for help. Amen. And then maybe you might not have to ask. But then you knock them out of a blessing. Amen. You might get together and get to talking about Jesus and say, glory God, I'm glad you come to help me. Boy, it's just so good to have you here with me. Amen. I'll give you a perfect example. It blessed my heart. I told Teresa a few weeks ago, I guess 3-4 weeks ago, me and Charles come up. I asked him to come help me, and he did. And we got out there in a fellowship building swapping out commodes. We did. And we took them old ones out, and we put the handicapped commodes in that, and we worked 4 or 5 hours out there doing all that. And, you know, and I told Teresa, I said, boy, what a blessing. I said, Brother Charles, come back. Me and him worked on that. Boy, we just had us a time. Up there working on them commodes, putting in new commodes. But I said, I got to do it with my brother in Christ. Boy, what a blessing that was. Amen. To have somebody come along and work together down at the house of God. Amen. And all for His glory. Amen. And pray, boy, what a blessing that is. What are you saying? I said all that to say this. Look, we need each other. I thought about this. We can't do everything. Amen. We can't. We can't all do everything. But there's some things that we can do. There's some things that you can do. But we all can do everything as one when we come together. Amen. We can't all do everything. We all don't have the same talents. But we can all do everything when we do it together. Amen. That's why God puts us together in a body. A congregation, a group of believers, puts us together so that we can take care of what we need to take care of together. I can't do it all. I realize that. Amen. It's took me how many years? 13 years here. 13 years here to realize I can't do it all. Amen. But that me and you together can do it all together. Amen. We can make it happen, and we can make this place, and we can give God the glory for it all, because it all belongs to Him. Because He puts it together the way that He puts it together.